Joining us on Panthers Radio with Zynowics is Jordan Kelso. And Jordan, happy to be back in Nottingham.
Yeah, it feels good to be back. Just training at the moment. It's nice to just train out here every day again. And yeah, just getting used to being home, really.
And it's been a summer of rigorous off-ice workouts, so I'm sure you're happy to be back on the ice now.
Yeah, it was felt like a long time. Obviously, the season was done in end of March, so I've been working out for the best part of the whole summer, and it's just nice to be back on the ice and just to change it up a little bit.
And then speaking about last season, you went on a season-long loan to Dundee. What did you learn up there playing under Omar Pasha and getting a regular shift up there?
It was obviously really good to play regular. That was the whole point of going up there, you know, to get the ice time, the experience and what have you, and learn from obviously the guys that were up there too, because they had some really experienced players and they had a lot of knowledge that they could also give me. So yeah, it was a really good experience and I'm definitely happy that I went up there and had that chance.
And was it strange that when you were with Dundee, you came back to this arena and you played against the Panthers? Was that a strange feeling for you?
I'd say, the first time we came, yes, it was a bit strange. Obviously, in the warm-up and everything, you're on the other side and other bench, different changing room. But, I don't know, you just kind of get used to it. And you're not really worried about that. You're just worried about the game and what you have to do in the game. So, I kind of got used to it. It was fine.
And then you managed to pick up two wins with Dundee when you came down as well.
Yeah, we did. Obviously, there were really tough games in here with the fans and everything on your back. But yeah, we managed to get the two wins, which is obviously what we came for. So yeah, it was good.
And then last season as well, you went over the GB under-20s to Estonia. How was that experience?
That was really good. We were unfortunate, obviously, not to push on and do a little bit better than what we'd hoped for. But we did do well, bronze medal, so... Yeah, it was a really good experience. Obviously, my last one at the 20s, so it was nice to kind of finish strong on that one.
And then looking ahead to this season, what conversations have you had with Guy Doucette and Tim Wallace about your role and your development for 2019-20?
To be honest, we've not had too many chats. Just basically work hard. You know, you'll get your opportunity and make sure you're ready to play kind of thing, which is what I've been doing. I've been doing working as hard as I can in the off-season and now on here, so just looking to bring that into the training camp.
And then with training camp just around the corner, it's just a few weeks away from the first game of pre-season, and you can see all the upgrades around the arena at the minute. You must be looking forward to seeing game day in here with the new Jumbotron, the new Plexi and everything like that.
It looks pretty cool, to be honest. You just like looking at it and everyone's trying things out on it, and it does look pretty cool. It looks massive compared to the old one too. So yeah, it's going to be fun playing in here, definitely.
Right, well, thanks for joining us, Jordan. We'll see you on the ice on the 17th.
Thank you.